morning. I'm Ben Abrams. Measles is a highly contagious viral respiratory disease, and there's an ongoing outbreak right here in Pennsylvania. Health officials are now trying to get the word out that measles vaccinations are safe and effective. From our news partner WVIA, Lydia McFarlane reports.
Two unvaccinated Pennsylvanians from Lancaster County died from measles-associated complications earlier this week. There's more than 400 total cases in the state so far this year. Dr. Stanley Martin is Geisinger's Director of Infectious Diseases. He says the measles vaccine is extremely safe and effective.
Not being fully vaccinated being defined as having two shots of the MMR vaccine, that's going to be your high-risk population.
Martin says the highest risk of measles-related complications and death is in children under 5, people with underlying medical issues, and those who are pregnant. The state's health department reports no known cases in fully vaccinated people. Martin says the current outbreak is due to the decline in vaccination rates.
You're not going to necessarily achieve herd immunity if you have an ongoing population that's always at risk, and that's what we will have if we don't engage with vaccination.
Martin says back-to-school season may contribute to a jump in measles cases statewide.
I don't think we see an end to the cases just yet by any means, and I don't think any of us would be surprised if they continue to spike upwards over the next couple of months.
Geisinger is working with the state's Department of Health on vaccine outreach and education to help mitigate the spread of measles. In Pittston, I'm Lydia McFarlane.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro has sued the Trump administration over reproductive health care funding. The lawsuit was filed yesterday by nearly 24 states. It alleges the administration has tied health grants to, quote, unrelated restrictions such as eliminating DEI or diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The administration has also threatened grants for low-income and uninsured people if states offer reproductive health care. This is WHYY.